Thank you, Karen. Amen. Those words are true. Without him, we are nothing. We have to depend on our Lord and Savior, right? Yes. Today's title is The Rebellion. How many of you have known about rebellion in our world? Quite a bit, right? Even our children rebel against us sometimes. They want to do it their way and not the right way. Well, you know, God, a creator, he is so awesome that when he created this world, he placed man in the Garden of Eden. It was God's original plan, his original plan for Adam and his woman to live in the garden for all eternity and for their children to establish other gardens and live in love and peace and harmony with the universe for all eternity. But we know what happened. Eve ate of the fruit. And God was not happy, so he had to start a plan of salvation for all humanity to restore them to the original state. Plan A. God has a plan for everything. Adam and Eve and their children would repent of sin and worship at the gate of Eden by faith in the atoning sacrifice of Christ, the promised seed. Their sins would be forgiven, and by choosing to obey God, their characters would develop in obedience so that it would be safe to let them back into Eden. Christ would have been born of Eve and would have offered himself on the altar as an atonement for their sins, and the gates would be, have been opened and the race restored to its original condition. Didn't work. They reached the point of no return. How sad, isn't it? It all started with Eve, then it fell on Cain, and it's got worse. But then God had another choice. On plan B, Noah. He called on Noah to build an ark because he was going to destroy all living because they would not repent. For 120 years, this man preached, repent, change your lives, and God will forgive you of all your sins and restore you. And Noah and his children, they would repent and worship at the altar built by the ark. You know they did that, right? And by faith in the atoning sacrifice of Christ, the promised seed, their sins would be forgiven. And by choosing to obey God, their characters would develop in obedience so that it would be safe to restore them to the fellowship of unfallen beings. Christ would have been born of one of Noah's descendants and would have offered himself on the altar as an atonement. He would then have recreated the earth, raised to life those who had died waiting, and the human race would have been restored to its original condition. That didn't work. They rejected God, and God rejected the Babel builders. They built that tower because they wanted to be preserved in case another flood came. And he had to confuse their language so that they would disperse and populate the world. They failed. They failed also. They rejected God and God rejected them. And he chose another one, Abraham. Abraham, he chose him because he was a man of faith. But yet, even Abraham himself, when God called him to leave his family and go to a place where he had found for them, what did he do? He took his father, his nephew, and their wives. He was supposed to go along with his wife. He failed there. And then before going, he stopped in another country and stayed there for a period of time, and his father passed away. And we know the story. And here again, Abraham and his family would repent of their sins and worship at the altar that they built. Eventually, the altar at the temple, by faith in the atoning sacrifice of Christ, the promised seed of Abraham, their sins would be forgiven, and by choosing to obey God, their characters would develop in obedience. Their character would develop in obedience, but we know what happened too, don't we? And then it came into David. David would repent of his sins, and through his seed, the Savior would come. And their characters would be developed into obedience, and it would be safe to restore them to their original state that he wanted from the beginning. And Jesus was born in that heritage of David. He is called the Son of David, right? And Christ would be accepted as their king. And he would have been installed as a high priest. And in his role as high priest, he would offer himself at the altar at the temple as an atonement. After 3 days, he would have been resurrected, and the Israelites would have installed him as their king, which they wanted from the beginning, right? He would have ruled Israel from Jerusalem and blessed them in such a wonderful way that all nations of the world would be drawn to Jerusalem. Many would accept him. They would accept his kingship and choose to come under his rule. But then many rejected his calling. And they wanted to fight Jerusalem. And Jesus, as their king, he would lead the armies to fight and destroy the enemy. And then Jesus would recreate the earth and completely destroy everybody else and raise to life those who have died waiting, and the human race would have been restored to its original condition. They failed. They failed. Israel rebelled, and they would not accept God's plan. And then God says, I will have a people for myself. Christians. And we study in Acts. In Antioch is where they were first called Christians. The apostles took the message to the people, and they accepted, some of them did, and some of them rejected them. They put them in prison. They held them there for so long that sometimes they beat them and they said, don't go preaching this word anymore, or else we will take care of the problem. You are the problem. But the apostles were not afraid. They were not afraid. They believed what God said he would do, he did. And many people came to Jesus. They became followers of the Christian faith. But then, you know what happened? The Pharisees, the Sadducees, the rabbis, they were against this. They did not like this. They said, no way are we going to listen to you, and your followers of Jesus Christ are wrong. They rejected the Savior. And on that cross, that one day in Gethsemane, he pleaded for God not to let him take that walk. If it was possible that he would not do it, but not his will, but God's will. And he did go. He went to that cross. They crucified him. They rejected him. They didn't want him to be their ruler. They refused it. And the Christians didn't do anything. Peter denied him. Everyone else didn't come up forward and say, hey, he is our king. He is the Son of God. No one came forward. They rejected our Savior. He would have recreated the earth then again and restored people back to their original state so they could be with unfallen worlds. But no. Plan D. You know, they rejected, they rebelled against God again. Plan D. You and I, today, everybody out here that's supposed to be a Christian, would worship God as an unseen God, which we don't see him, right? Christians will repent of their sins, and that's what we're supposed to do. Repent of our sins. And by faith in Christ and his sacrifice on the cross, their sins will be forgiven. And by choosing to obey God, their characters will develop in obedience. Our character should be like that of Jesus Christ. We're not perfect, but in our own sphere where we live, we will have the character that Christ wants. And we will be obedient. And it would be safe when he comes to take us home, that we can be with other unfallen worlds. And we can testify of the Redeemer as to what we went through here to get to where we're at in heaven. We will be witnesses. We will be telling all worlds, not just one or two or three. We will be traveling to other worlds and we would explain our love for God and why he died for us, and he is our Redeemer. He shed his blood for you and I. He gave everything, and the Father gave too. He gave his Son. But you know what happens? People are still rejecting Jesus Christ. The majority are in this world. They're taking a different route. Apostasy, idol worship, keeping Sunday as a holy day, not God's holy day, the Sabbath on the seventh day. You know, our church right now is an invisible church. A lot of people don't see us. But it is comprised of all people that believe in Jesus Christ and him only. And if they study the Bible, they will get to know him even better. We have accepted the forgiveness. And Jesus has forgiven us of all that we have done wrong. It doesn't matter where you've been, what you've been, what you've done. He loves you. And he wants you with him in heaven. As a Christian, I myself and you, we could say this, that we're ready. We're ready for the new world. The new world that he's going to recreate. And all the evil people and all the fallen angels will die after 1,000 years. And I'm looking forward to the day when he resurrects us, and we can find that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 13 through 17. I'm waiting for that day. I don't know about you, but I am. And I'm going to ask this question. Are you ready? And am I for the time when he comes? Are we going to rebel against his law, his word, his will? You know, you and I are part of the answer. The church can never be what God wants it to be until we become what God wants us to be. Children of light, The world has yet to see what God can do by our will and through us. We are totally consecrated to him. By his grace, we will be his children. Is this your decision today? Will you be that man, that woman, that boy, that girl? By God's grace, you can be. One thing is for sure. When they enact that law of Sunday keeping, we have to stand firm for what we believe. And the only way we can do that is through studying of our Bible and have a full knowledge that when we are called to answer all the questions, the Holy Spirit will be able to give us the words that we need. We cannot do it by ourselves. No. Not even every day as we walk. We have to rely on our Savior for everything that we do. Our breath, our language, how we speak. We have to be careful. If we have Jesus in our heart and the Holy Spirit impresses on don't do this, don't do that, let's listen. You know, sometimes we act before we should. We engage mouth before engaging brain. Peter had that problem, remember? Let's take the message to the people out there so that they may get to know Jesus Christ and prepare for that great and final day. And people are out there, 99% of them are not ready. They don't know. It is said that in our church, maybe 20% will make it. And some have said even 10%. Get ready. Let today be the first day of your life as a true and real Christian. I myself struggle every day. I put my trust in Jesus. You can do the same. And our closing hymn is 337, Redeemed.
Our closing hymn is hymn number 337, Redeemed. Let's stand as we sing together.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed. His child and forever I am. So happy in Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of his presence with me doth continually dwell.
Father, Lord, I thank you so much for all that you've done for us. We ask that the Holy Spirit continue to work in our hearts and in our minds, Lord, so that we may be ready for that day when you come to take us home. Guide each one here, Lord. Let your holy angels encamp around and protect them, Father, because we know that Satan is out there trying to destroy his people, your people, Lord. And I ask, Father, that as we leave here today, when we get out on that street, Lord, we enter the missionary field, Lord. Amen. Grant us peace, grant us strength, but most of all, grant us your love and wisdom. In Jesus' name I ask this. Amen.
Be sure to join us for our fellowship meal.